Hailey DeVoe was on March Street on Thursday, showing off her student-created art wrapped around a Puck streetlight traffic box. DeVoe is one of a dozen students from White Pines Collegiate and Vocational School and Superior Heights Collegiate and Vocational School whose works were chosen to cover six traffic boxes in the downtown area. Local business owners have been asking for ways to address the graffiti on the streetlight boxes, Puck's strategy and brand manager Katie Elliott said in a news release. This project is a fantastic way to offer students the chance to have their artwork on display while providing the boxes with a beautiful touch-up, Elliott said. The Puck initiative was designed to give art students the experience of working with a client. The students were required to research Puck values, develop their creative concepts and pitch them to a panel of Puck judges. The dozen participating students are from Sarah Bingham's grade 11-12 art class at Superior Heights and Katrina Pierman's grade 10 and 11 visual arts classes at White Pines. DeVoe is from Superior Heights. She told Sue today she based her box wrap on the key Puck value of workplace safety. The vibrancy and happiness that Puck brings to our daily life is just like the blooming flowers and flow of water in my design, said another student, Liu Dai, who moved to the SU 5 years ago from Taiwan. Day's robot-themed box wrap can be viewed at Queen and Pilgrim Streets. Puck supports our community with innovative technology just like the robot in my design, and robots' long legs and arms are a symbol of accountable connectivity that connects us with safe and reliable electricity and water, she said. Other works can be viewed on streetlight boxes on Hines, Brock, Bruce and Tancred streets.